The Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Trump administration has proposed a replacement for an Obama-era rule targeting power plant pollution, offering a new rule that gives states more leeway to curb carbon emissions. According to AgriPulse, the proposed rule aims to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from coal-fired power plants, but environmental groups say it won't have the desired effect. The EPA says the Affordable Clean Energy Rule empowers states, promotes energy independence, and facilitates economic growth and job creation. They argue the ACE rule also does a better job of sticking to congressional intent than did the CPP. In a victory for environmentalists, the Canadian government says it will move to restrict use of two crop chemicals linked to deaths of aquatic insects and bees. AgriMarketing.com reports Health Canada's Pest Management Regulatory Agency would phase out in 3 to 5 years the outdoor use of Syngenta's thiamethoxam and Bayer's clothianidin. The widely used chemicals protect corn, soybeans, and canola crops from insect damage. Health Canada's move is subject to a 90-day consultation followed by final decisions in late 2019. The California Supreme Court has declined to hear Monsanto's appeal to remove glyphosate from the state's list of chemicals that cause cancer or birth defects. The refusal keeps in place a lower appellate decision that the listing under Proposition 65 is proper, made after the World Health Organization determined glyphosate, which is found in Monsanto's Roundup, is probably carcinogenic. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.